Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. Welcome back to the show, Larry.
Glad to be on here, Jim.
Larry, two news releases came out of your office this week. What did we learn?
Well, on March 29th, we came out with a press release regarding our Rocher de Boule high-grade copper gold property. And one of the big items in it was the fact that we received the drill permits for drilling this summer. And that's getting to be quite an accomplishment. There's a lot of companies that are held up trying to get permits and have been for the last year or two. And so it's not a simple thing to get, especially here in B.C. So anyway, we're set to go and drill that property, and we reported also the significant rare earth values on the Rocher de Boule project, and those significant rare earth values are very high anonymous values. I mean, in over 1,000 parts per billion, or per million, I should say. And, it gives us another eyeball on what the potential of that project would be. Certainly we know rare earths are front and center, even above the battery metals production, that the rare earths are also front and center when it comes to all the elements. So we're happy to have that. It gives us a potential possibility of not only finding high-grade copper and gold, but also to, and I should mention cobalt in there as well and nickel, but it also gives the potential for rare earths and, like neodymium, and that's for these very powerful magnets, and it's also in very much demand in the automobile industry totally, and also in the electric vehicles. So, it puts us in another position. I mean, we don't know what's going to be there until it's drilled, but it's given us some wonderful targets. And what I like to see when I'm looking at the geological reports is I like to see coincidental anomalies. For example, coincidental would mean that you have a IP, which is induced polarization, or a geophysical anomaly that lines up with a geochemical anomaly, so that you've got the two are coincident with each other. And usually you'll have, as well as that, you'll have geological coincidence. And any ore body that any company I've had that's been under discovery has had these things. So I like to see that. It gives us a much better shot at finding something. And I couldn't be happier than I am right now when it comes to the Rocher de Boule property. I know a lot of people say, well, geez, you're diverting your attention from the recycling. Well, that's not true. We're not diverting our attention. I used to have anywhere up to six companies, usually around four, and that were in the mining industry, and we could run those programs with the same skeleton crew we have right now, aside from the consultants that'd be on the job. And mining is a different aspect of it. The recycling is a different aspect of it. So, we just have another iron in the fire. But look at it that way. I mean, who's going to throw out the baby with the bathwater? So, here we go. We got stuff happening on Rocher de Boule. And our second press release was the one regarding Biden's announcement the other day that we put out today, and it's to do with the battery materials and the fact that he mentions that recycling is in there. on getting some of these Defense Production Act authorizations to for funding tools for the battery grade lithium, cobalt, nickel, manganese, and salt and graphite. Now, the what you can say about that is that suddenly recycling has become one of the ways to mine batteries, and you know, it's, I'm using that word mine because most of this material is mined at one point or another, and it is just another process that we have that's really mining the lithium-ion batteries. And but the understanding of the DPA authorities, the action that's carried out by Biden is can use the force of the U.S. federal law, opens up funding authorities ranging from federal loans and loan guarantees to grant financing production facilities. So that's another big area for us. I'm not saying that we've got that. Of course, it just came out. But, you know, we certainly could be should be standing in line for a grant like that. So it's been an interesting week. Jim, we've come up with two good releases. Of course, the stock didn't do much, as most of our releases do. It usually goes down, but it didn't go down today, so that's a plus. So it's, you know, I feel really good about everything. I feel good about my health. I'm feeling good about the health of the company. I'm feeling good about the progress that's being made, and you know, I think that we have a real good shot at cornering a few of these things. You know, everybody was concerned that the Department of Defense was no longer going to employ us to test their material at Wendon. But I think that's just a hiccup in the phase. I think that eventually they'll have to come back to us. So I'm not worried about it. You know, so other people worry about things like, gee whiz, you know, we got to lobby hard, we got to do this, we got to do that, we got to do this, we got to do that. Hey, we got a process that works, and we're proud to stand behind it, and they'll come banging on our door sooner or later. So we'll just continue on with the recycling process, and now with a drilling program going up at Rocher de Boule. Now, I know that, again, people, especially the detractors of the on the company side, like to point out that, oh, yeah, now they're doing this because that's not working. Well, that's not the truth. The truth of the matter is that our recycling progress has never taken a backward step. And but we want to make sure that the forward step is in a solid position to land on concrete, not on quicksand. So we want to have this process as much de-risked as we can when we get the recycling plant up and running, and that's being worked on a steady basis. But the you know, the demonstration recycling plant is in the works, and we're going to be moving ahead with it. So anyway, I'm not going to apologize about my voice today. I think I'm coming through that phase, and here we are. You know, I'm feeling energetic, and I'm feeling very optimistic about the progress of the company, and I can't be complaining too much about the fact that we didn't go up, but we didn't go down, and that's the thing in this bear market that we're in. It's a bear bull, and it's a different kind of a market than I have experienced before. It's more like the experience back in the 70s of the market where it was static. You know, nothing went up, nothing went down, and until it was ready to go, and it finally did go, and it went up into a big bull market. So, hey, maybe that's what's happening here. I don't know how the effect of printing money and wars and everything else is going to have on it, but it certainly has a temporary effect on the market. It has a temporary effect on the bullish effect on commodities. And even oil and gas, I mean, is bullish now with the war with the Ukraine and Russia. So, you know, it's just a lot of things to factor in. But the overall picture, as I see it, is the companies that have the goods will go ahead. And we want to make sure that we're in that category. So we have proven to this time that we have the goods. So a little more work will show we can do it on a continuous basis. So I wish everybody a great weekend. You know, I'm looking forward to it. It's one time the markets are closed. And you're not, pushed around emotionally about the market. So it's a time to rest up and move ahead. So have a good weekend, everybody, and that's kind of the end of my podcast.
Larry, where are you traded, and how can people get more information about American Manganese?
Well, we're traded on the Toronto Venture Exchange under the symbol AMY. We're traded on the QB board under the symbol AMYZF. And just to mention on that, people want me to go on the NASDAQ. I know there's requirements that we don't meet at this point. But just to let you know that when we entered into the NASDAQ market in 87, we became the second highest gainer that year after the crash in October. And so, you know, I'm proud of that little ability that we had. We were second highest. I think there was 1,000 or so NASDAQ stocks at that time. So we didn't quite make the highest, but second is pretty good as far as I'm concerned. And so that was on the NASDAQ board, and we're also traded in the Frankfurt Exchange under the symbol 2AM, and I expect that that exchange will start to get active here sooner than later, because we have a lot of European shareholders, and I don't know where they trade. They may trade in Vancouver, they may trade on the QB board, but not a lot of trading goes on in the Frankfurt Exchange. Now, you can find more information about us on our website, AmericanManganeseInc.com. We're very transparent about everything that we do. We not only have transparency of news, we have a weekly podcast, which has been interrupted a couple times this year. But I don't expect to see any further interruptions. And I know that a lot of people look forward to listening to the podcast. And I think we're in for a good time in the market, guys, as simple as that. So if you're looking for information on the company, we've already mentioned the website. You can phone the company at 778-574-4444, or you can email me at LREAUGH@AMYMN.com.
Larry, thank you so much for the update.
You're welcome, Jim.
We've been speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on April 1st.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.